What?
Hey.
It's Sparkle in the Middays on 95SX. Hit music now.
Welcome back to Sparkle Speaks. I am Sparkle.
Of course, and I am Yanni Rood.
All right, I'm really excited about my birthday week. Mm-hmm. That is the biggest news that we should really be talking about. Even though technically it's on Monday, so mm-hmm. Does that mean I get two birthday weeks? The ending of this one and the beginning of next one?
No, because Monday's only in 1 week.
I know, you sound like my dad. He's like, he asked my roommates if they were ready for me. That's literally what he asked last week. He's like, are you ready for Sparkle's B-Day? And I'm like, everybody should be ready.
They have no idea what they're in for.
Oh my goodness. All right, so some quick news updates. Did you hear about Shia LaBeouf?
No, I didn't. What's up?
All right. There was a guy who looks like him. I looked at the picture earlier. He does look very similar. He got punched in the face by a random guy just because he looked like Shia LaBeouf.
Well, that's a good reason to go have plastic surgery then, so he can stop getting punched in the face.
The guy literally said, this is because you look like him, and then punched him.
Oh, so he knew he wasn't Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, he knew. Okay. He knew. Shia LaBeouf called him, left an apology voicemail saying, dude, I'm sorry. But, like, that's a lot of hatred for one person.
It is. Way too much.
Too much. Speaking of a lot of hatred, Tom Brady.
You hate Tom Brady.
I don't hate Tom Brady. I don't like cheaters. And my friend who loves Tom Brady opened my eyes the other day and said, can you really prove that he was involved in it? And I was like, I actually can't. I mean, I think he was. I did some research myself, but now it makes me be like, well, did they investigate properly? I don't know, but it doesn't matter because they reinstated the 4-game suspension.
Yes.
And I think if he is a cheater and he was involved, and even if he had to take the blame for whatever, the NFL should have stood strong on this. They shouldn't have been flippy floppy.
They shouldn't have. And I will say this though, you know, is he a cheater? Is the whole team a cheating team? Is his coach a cheater?
Wasn't it coach's orders to like go and do that? That's the one article I read.
Yeah, well, you can't believe everything you read.
Of course, but as somebody who doesn't know a lot about football, I have to get all my information from the interwebs. And I was like reading about it, and then they were saying the coach ordered this, and they were saying he's taking the blame, and it was like all this. I was like, oh my gosh, if he's a cheater, then he needs to be suspended.
Here's who you talk to. You talk to other quarterbacks, and other quarterbacks have said, we know exactly when the air pressure is changing the ball. He knew.
Oh, then I'm glad. I'm glad. I am glad they reinstated that. Go people in the court system. All right, speaking of court system, mm-hmm. Kesha just released, in a loophole, a new album with, or I guess not a new album, a new song with Zedd.
Yes, she did. True Colors.
I am actually really excited about it. She did post something on her Facebook and her Instagram saying, I really love working with beautiful people. And she was like alluding to Zedd. Zedd then tweets saying, oh, in case all you guys are about to do some backlash, here's the loophole. I can do this. Pretty much like get off me type thing. Guess what Dr. Luke does?
What does he do?
He responds being like, thanks so much for the clarification. But it's so passive aggressive. You could like ring it out. Oh, I'm so bad. It's so passive aggressive. But I think it's really cool for Kesha.
Yeah, well, you know, good for her. Now her fans can get more of her music. And I'm waiting, excited for her next single.
I know, me too. I think it's really great. And she performed it at Coachella. That's where they kind of like debuted it. And I think it's cool that she can move on from it and actually produce music because she's an artist and that's what she wants to do.
Right.
And Zedd was cool to like really give her a chance. I think the whole thing was cool. Okay, so other than the biggest news of this week being my birthday, which is on Monday.
Of course.
Did you know that?
No, I had not heard that.
Okay, I just didn't know. The Running Man Challenge.
Okay, let's stop this real quick.
I know. I knew you were going to get mad about this. That's why I want to talk about
that. That is not the Running Man. Okay, let's get that straight.
No, okay. The Running Man might have been made in like, I don't know, the 1800s or whatever, how older it is. But
caveman days, yes.
Okay, yes. I know what the regular Running Man is, but this like
No. There's no regular and irregular. There's the Running Man and there's not the Running Man. The Running Man is what Jimmy Fallon and Will Smith did when they went through the history of hip hop dances.
Yes, that's the Running Man. The regular one, the normal one.
What the Maryland Terrapins and every other basketball team in the NCAA are doing is not the Running Man.
I know, but you have to admit it's so funny. I love these internet fads. I love them. I think they're hilarious. I love when, like, they did a compilation on Vine and they also did a bunch of other social media pushes. It's funny.
Yes. I have no problem with them having fun. I have no problem with them dancing throughout the campus, dancing through coaches' offices, in the locker room,
in the laundry
in the shower,
bins. It's so funny.
I have no problem with that. Call it something else. It is not the Running Man.
Okay, I brought this up in the office and we had another person come up and get very defensive to where now he's researching it to be like, I'm going to show you what's up.
That's not defensive. Just pointing out facts is not defensive. And the fact is, that is not the running man.
Yanni, it's a joke. It's an internet fail. It'll be gone in like 8 seconds.
Well, the first 7 seconds, I'm still mad that it's not the running man.
I think it's hilarious. Go University of Maryland. They're apparently the ones who started it. I watched all of their compilations. I thought it was funny. I even tried to do it earlier. I might try again.
Yeah, you definitely want to see that video.
All right, so the big news of the week, other than my birthday, second time, Beyonce.
Yes, lemonade.
Have you been drinking some lemonade lately?
You know, I think the world is drinking lemonade right now. And what's so amazing about this is that I saw the best tweet Saturday night came from a guy who said Beyonce created a fake affair in her relationship so that women can buy her album who aren't even in relationships.
Wait, so you think it's fake?
Well, think about it. Do you really think Jay-Z cheated? Not saying that he can't cheat on Beyonce, but I don't think he did.
But, like, why would you? It's Beyonce.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Any woman can be cheated on. Show me a beautiful woman.
True.
I'll show you somebody who's tired of talking to her
or hugging her
or anything.
Fine. Yes, you're right. Okay.
But
yes.
The point is, I don't think it's really Jay-Z. Me personally, I think the guy who served up the lemons and the person who made the lemonade is actually her dad and her mom.
Really? So they got together and it's like, here's what we're going to do to sell albums next time.
Well, no, I mean, think about it. Her dad cheated on her mom, had a baby out of wedlock. They got divorced. Her mom's now remarried.
Oh,
the story is right there in front of everybody, but everybody wants to go and tweet Rachel Roy and get at Rita Ora.
Yeah, I'm about to say, there's been a lot of people, even Rachel Ray was brought into
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
out of people that don't know how to tweet properly.
Everybody wants to find this Becky with the good hair.
I know, and I was reading up on it, and, you know, she started her world tour in Miami. And, of course, you know, she was really moved. A lot of people knew all her songs from Lemonade already.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only been out for, like, I don't know, 18 seconds. And she dedicated Halo to her husband and said, "This for everything we've been through." But, like, if it was a made-up affair, then why would she do that?
Every marriage has ups and downs.
But if it was made up, she just said today that she took off her wedding rings.
It doesn't mean that every marriage has cheating. It just or infidelity. It just means every marriage has ups and downs, and so they go through rocky periods. It's everything we've been through. They're in the spotlight. Of course, they've been through a lot. And here's something else. I saw a headline today that said Jay-Z signed off on Lemonade, on Beyonce's Lemonade, and approved of every song. Of course, he did. That's his wife. Do you think he wants to sleep on the couch? No, it's a big couch, a very expensive
couch.
Probably
like a wing. You want to go to the other wing of the house, Jay-Z.
You can sleep in the dog's apartment.
I know. Right now. Probably, yeah. So you're saying that he knew about the whole thing?
I don't think it's a real affair between that he had an affair. I think that they kind of
she
created
whatever.
This. It's a beautiful, think about it. It's something people can relate to. And we're still talking about it.
I know, it really is. And Becky with the good hair, it's a good like metaphor. Like it's so I want to get mad. It's like I want to get mad with her.
I'm mad at her for that, by the way. And on
Why?
A whole nother level, the whole Becky with the good hair. First of all, the Becky, because like Iggy Azalea said, it is kind of racially insensitive. And at the same time, with the good hair, that speaks volumes. Just even so much deeper that I can't go into in this podcast. But that. Oh, that irks me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, regardless, she's doing great. World tour just launched. I mean, she's probably got billions, gazillions of dollars. I did read, this is my favorite thing I read about there. I love conspiracies, you know that. My favorite thing I read was that this was all started by the CIA to start, like, for Beyonce to get really famous and to start a war, like a racial war.
Okay, somebody really stretched very hard. And that's probably why, if you think about it, let's go with conspiracy theory.
I love
that's
conspiracies.
Why she's selling these hashtag boycott Beyonce shirts on tour.
At her own
I love
concert.
It.
I mean, that's a good sense of humor. And then everybody in late night was making fun of it. I love late night so much, but they really did a good job with it. They really did. So, I mean, it's great. It's wonderful. But that's all we have for today. And you can follow me on all of my social media. I am at Sparkle Spice on everything.
And I'm at Yanni Rude everywhere. And you can get Sparkle for her birthday. Lemonade.
Oh, goodness. All right, bye.
Hey. It's Sparkle in the middays on 95SX. Hit music now.